like your music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Being through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting, lights out.
Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing today? Monday, September 8th, 2025. And if you see the title of this episode, yes, we are in the final few days of the regular season. Next Monday, when we come back next week, the playoffs will have already begun. Mm-hmm. And for the guys that will be talking about that, you have the new look, Cole Johnson of the Morning Shift. That's all you got?
I'm sorry. Hi, everyone. I'm glad that you're seeing the new and improved look of me.
Sound like you don't approve that look whatsoever.
No, I don't. I hate it, but it's done out of necessity. It's not done because I want to.
I mean, sometimes you got to go a certain route to get to where you want to get to.
Well, it's true, and God still did make me handsome, so thank you, Lord. So there you go.
But you really hate that look.
Yes, I do. A lot. A lot.
this could be a fun week.
Lord.
I said could. Well, actually, it's already going to be a fun week. I don't know why I put could in front of it. It's already going to be a fun week.
Oh, yes. I'm going to lay back and just chill on Wednesday.
No, you're not.
Oh, yeah. I'll curse out a couple teams, but.
And I know why.
But I'm still going to lay out because the venom that I know is going to come from you, I don't have anything close to it.
Who said anything about them? Nobody knows what approach I'm going to take on Wednesday.
Fool, please.
Like I said, nobody knows what approach I'm going to take on Wednesday. That's the luxury of being me.
A team that you love took an.
I know which direction most people want me to go.
Oh, you still gonna go in the negative direction. I don't give a crap where it goes, but it's gonna be negative because your team still took it. On Saturday.
My team got a dub on Sunday though, so.
Yes, Sunday my team took it. But we ain't talking about, but we don't talk NFL on Wednesday.
Y'all lucky I don't talk NFL.
No, you
y'all you. Lucky I don't talk NFL. You y'all so lucky.
Y'all lucky. Yeah. You lucky I don't talk NFL no more.
You happy not to talk NFL. Yeah. As of right now.
Yeah, I'll be cussing the Texans out right now.
See? I don't know why, but yeah. That's football. That's Wednesday. We'll get all that Wednesday.
Yeah.
And a very don't miss Bear Down and Greater on Wednesday. It's gonna be a very fun Wednesday. I'm John Tigg.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be great.
It's gonna be a very fun Wednesday.
I'm gonna lay out and just enjoy something getting roasted on the grill. A gator. Yeah.
But that's Wednesday. Today.
A gator with some swamp sauce. Roasted on a grill. I'm gonna love it.
I'm gonna hate what happens if I disappoint you Wednesday.
You ain't gonna disappoint me because you ain't gonna give me a kumbaya. It's not gonna be a well, it's just one game and yeah, they slipped up, but it's okay. You know, it's still we still have the SEC season to go. Mm-mm. Oops. Oh, did I peek into the notes?
What notes? I ain't even write nothing down.
I mean, I'm putting notes in quotations.
Shoot, I ain't even create no notes. To be honest. Mm-hmm. But like I said, that's Wednesday. That's today is the final few days of the WNBA regular season as we move forward to the playoffs. Updated standings as we look at the playoff systems and all that good stuff. But first, thank y'all for tuning in. If you're watching on the YouTube channel, thank you for watching on the Playmakers Blog YouTube channel. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell.
Please do.
If you're watching on my LinkedIn page, Darnell Silence LinkedIn page, thank you for tuning in on that. Make sure that you follow me on LinkedIn and also head over to Playmakers Ball YouTube channel.
And man, I hate this look. I'm sorry, my bad.
You could have said no.
I could have looked like a clown, but I couldn't continue.
So you made the choice. Just embrace it.
Oh, shut up. You enjoying this way too much.
You don't want to complain it.
Yes, because I did this out of necessity.
But ain't nobody bringing it up but you.
No, you brought it up.
I brought it up at the beginning of the show. We are almost 9 minutes in and you still on it. That's the difference between you and me.
That new look Cole Johnson, like, oh, Lord, here it is. Go.
That was like 6 minutes ago. You still going off though.
Here it is. Go. I mean, come.
And I'm over here doing my part, talking about subscribing, all this stuff, and you want to go back to the look. I'm like, come on, man. I don't move past that.
I know you don't move past anything.
I don't move past. I'm trying to get into the show so we can do what we got to do. Because you have another show to do with me later on today.
That is correct.
We'll talk about that a little later.
But I guess it's around the hardwood time now.
Yep, it sure is. Here we go. As we begin around the hardwood, because lucky enough for my co-host, his favorite team, the Lafayette, decided to be in the headlines yet again.
My favorite team to laugh at?
Your favorite team to laugh at.
Do I actually love to flambé the Clippers that much?
Yes, you do.
Keep doing stupid stuff like
it
this.
It came out of nowhere. So as we go around the hardwood, Clippers skirted NBA salary cap with Kawhi Leonard payment. That was back on the 3rd. This is what the article said. The LA Clippers and team owner Steve Ballmer reportedly had been accused of convincing the NBA salary cap by paying $28 million to Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi. Mm-hmm.
For a no-show job. I'm going to pause for a minute.
You said no blow job. Oh, sorry, my bad. I'm sorry.
No show job.
No
and is in
show job. I'm sorry.
And is in quotation marks too.
I'm sorry. No show job. I'm sorry.
No. What the heck? What the hell is the meaning of a no show job?
Well, I mean, Kawhi has been sitting on the bench quite often. So the no show job actually could apply.
NBA sportsman Mike Brass said in a statement later Wednesday that the league was, quote, aware of this morning's media report regarding the LA Clippers and is commencing an investigation, close quote.
Aware.
Yeah. In the latest episode of his Pablo Terror Finds Out podcast, Terror cited a trove of internal documents from the companies. Damn Clippers. Why the Clippers, man? Why the Clippers? lot of Clippers, man.
But they have a look, they have a wonderful new arena. It's the most state of the art in all of the NBA.
I can't even get through this article. And this is the first part of it. Wiz Bomber partially funded with a $50 million investment through his personal LLC on September 4th, 2021. Later that month, on the 27th of 21, the Clippers announced a $3 million partnership with the now bankrupt Aspiration Company, including sponsorships in the team's new arena and on team's jersey patch. According to Trove, Leonard agreed to a four-year $28 million endorsement deal in April 2022 through his LLC, KL2 Aspires. The endorsement deal came 9 months after Leonard signed a four-year $176.3 million contract to remain with the Clippers.
To sit on the bench? Come on now, son.
The maximum allowed at the time under the NBA collective bargaining agreement. That's part one. Let's go to part two.
Bomber, respond. On the bench. Lord, why?
Eric was on the Steve Ballmer told ESPN that he, quote, won't the lead to investigate if another owner and another team was accused of the salary cap issues.
But you don't be touched since it's you that's under the microscope.
I won't the lead to investigate. Take it seriously, Ballmer said Thursday in his first interview since the report came out. The NBA has since said it will launch an investigation into whether Ballmer and the Clippers violate league rules because Kawhi Leonard accepted a $28 million endorsement deal. Now a bankrupt from this bankrupt company, which Ballmer had invested in. Let's go ahead.
What is there to say? I mean, this is a clown show. I mean, the Clippers have been a clown show ever since they moved to LA from San Diego. I mean, ever since we actually clowned them every draft and we saw poor Andrew Baylor basically be the laughing stock of the team because he was the general manager. And unfortunately, as an elite of a basketball player was, he wasn't as good of evaluating talent. And everybody wanted to laugh at them, so they laughed at him. And it has been 40 years of absolute laughter. And when they try their best, their absolute best to break free from the Lakers shadow because they were stupid enough to move to LA, they decided to play in Staples Center. And then when the Clippers played, they decided to hide the Lakers championship banners. And then when they moved out of Staples Center, they now have the Intuit Dome, and it's the most state-of-the-art event platform in the NBA. And you have a billionaire owner that basically makes Mark Cuban look like he's homeless. And you still can't break from under the shadow of the Lakers, even when you move from L.A. to Inglewood. Because you keep doing stupid crap like this. I really, for once, like to not say anything injurious, nefarious, or horrific, or heinous about the organization, but I would say you have black cats running around, but no. All of your black cats. I mean, you just all just... Move back to San Diego, please. Just move back to San Diego. Just get out of LA, and it may change your fortune. But you're still trying to all of LA when all of LA could really give two craps in a bucket about you? This is why. Handle your business better. And come on, Ballmer, you know better than that. And that crippled Kawhi knows better than that. I mean, but hey. You re-signed the beard. So at least we're going to be entertained from mid-October to mid-April, and then we'll laugh our butts off when the calendar turns May and Harden becomes non-effective yet again. Stop being a clown show, Clippers, please. please. Jeez.
Los Angeles Clippers. Why do y'all do this to yourselves? Why? Why? I don't care if you're innocent or not, but why you do this to yourselves? You made all the moves that you wanted to make so that LeBron James and the Lakers can no longer take over LA. And then all of a sudden, Kawhi is on the bench more than he plays. Paul George is on the bench more than he plays.
And now it's gone. Now he's on another bench on the other coast.
And for some reason, y'all can't get out of your own goddamn way.
No, they can't.
Y'all in the headlines for everything but winning.
Now he sees why I clown the Clippers.
Yeah. This is stupid. One of the richest owners is in a controversy. This just adds more to the laughing stock that's the Los Angeles Clippers. And why LA fans would keep saying that's why the Clippers would never be relevant when it comes to LA.
And they never will be. And I don't like the Lakers. Neither do you. But they never will be relevant in LA.
So now, with the season a month and a week and some weeks away, we had to sit here and see how many games is Kawhi Leonard going to play out of the 82. We're going to see which James Harden is going to look like in 82 games and then figure out what series, what game in the first round series that you want to take a dip at.
Since he's getting older, the dip may take place earlier.
You still but have
no, a dip will take place.
Tyronn Lue looks like he's just there just to get paid.
Poor Tyronn. I don't know why he took that job.
I don't know why he still has the job.
No, well, he still has a job because he actually puts the Clippers in the playoffs. I don't know why he took it in the first place.
And he's going to just sit here and just watch the Clippers just be like what Stephen A. want the Cowboys to be. At the top and just fall right flat on their face.
But it just isn't as fun seeing them fall flat on their face as the Cowboys. That's what sucks the most.
But this is what the Clippers are. It just had to be the Clippers. Out of all the teams, that's the Clippers. Let me get away from the Clippers.
Retire, Kawhi! Look, before you get to this this article, a public service announcement to the NBA. Force Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James to retire now! They do not need to be in the NBA any longer. You have one guy who, if he's lucky to play 41 out of 82 games, that's how many he'll play. And you have the other who claims, well, rings don't matter, then rings do matter, and rings don't matter, rings do matter, all the while you're about to be 41 before the new year happens. We get it. You try to play by your own rules, but the thing is, you don't know what the rules are. Retire now. And then we can actually watch the NBA in peace. Oh, more about LeBron James later.
I forgot about that one. Dang. I forgot. Dang. Right. 2K confirms college basketball video game in the works for 2027. 2K has revealed improvements to NBA 2K26, Manager Model, MyNBA, and MyGM. Among those additions is the ability to play the most playoff portion online with friends or strangers. After seeding the brackets, The player can invite up to 15 friends and all that other good stuff. But here's the thing. Good stuff. They are in the works of bringing back college basketball for the 2K brand.
Okay.
As this probably the only good thing that we can take away from the name, image, and likeness program is that college football games are back and now college basketball games on the reverse are being revived. Outside of that, it's been a whole big behind headache for everybody.
Uh-oh. So it means the NCAA has found its way to make some money. The countdown's on.
Which would lead to another article later on in this program. So I'm just going to leave that right there. And he's going to move on to the next article.
All right. So since we're talking about college, might as well continue on with that theme. University of Tennessee guard Ruby Whitehorn will plead not guilty when she is arraigned on felony charges of domestic assault and aggravated burglary on Tuesday, and this is coming from her attorney. Said attorney Gregory P. Isaacs said in the statement, quote, "She is, in fact, not guilty. Our firm's investigation has also revealed that the factual allegations contained in the warrants are not accurate and are contradicted by eyewitness accounts. Ruby Whitehorn looks forward to having this matter resolved in the very near future." Close quote. Now, the 6-foot guard from Detroit was arrested back in one month ago today, after the Knox County, Tennessee Sheriff's Office responded to a call around 4:15 in the afternoon. Now, according to reports, police said that Whitehorn got into an altercation outside of a woman's residence and kicked in a front door and a bedroom door. Whitehorn reportedly told officers that she was getting her property back after the woman took her phone and passport, then locked the door. Now, in a statement issued Sunday, Tennessee said officials were aware of the situation and they're gathering information as we speak. Now, she started 28 to 34 games last season for the Lady Vols and ranked fourth in scoring at 11.6 per game, shooting at 46.3%. Now, she also had 4 rebounds per game. She also started her career at Clemson and then transferred there. And she started 62 to 66 games she played with the Tigers. Now, she helped Tennessee go 24 and 10 in Coach Kim Caldwell's debut season. The Lady Vols lost to Texas in the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament. Your thoughts, sir, on Ms. Whitehorn pleading not guilty to being a thug?
Okay. There's some things I'm missing. There's some things that I'm missing.
Okay, what are you missing,
with this,
sir?
With this situation.
Yeah, so okay. What are you missing?
So she's arrested for particularly battery in this case. Mm-hmm. She kicked down the front door and the bedroom door.
Yes.
Okay. Kicking down doors, not great. Got it.
Agreed.
Okay. First of all.
Okay.
Who is this person that's taking cell phones and passports? Like.
That's a really good question.
How dare you take my phone and my passport and lock yourself in a room with my things?
That is a very good question, sir.
Who gives you the right to take what's mine? And I get in trouble, OJ Simpson, for taking what's mine.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out some stuff. That's it. That's all.
Okay, so you're figuring out some stuff. Okay, well, we keep figuring out together. Whitehorn's preliminary hearing is scheduled for Tuesday. Was rescheduled for September 5th, which of course that has passed, and here we are. Now, from the college ranks to the pros, NBA style, and this is unfortunate. Rookie big man for the current reigning the defending world champion Oklahoma City Thunder, Thomas Sorber, tore the ACL in his right knee. He will unfortunately miss the upcoming 2026 season. The team announced on Friday. Now, the 15th pick for the NBA draft this past year, the draftee out of Georgetown, he was injured during a workout on Thursday in Oklahoma City. This would be the second straight season that an Oklahoma City first-round pick missed the entire season because of an ACL tear. Guard Nikola Topic, the 12th pick in 2024's NBA draft, was recovering from surgery while the Thunder selected him in the lottery. All right, your thoughts on a big man that basically was going to more than likely sit and grab pine and probably play, garbage minutes on a deep team, a deep young team at that, but unfortunately having this unfortunate injury happen to him.
Injury sucks. Don't matter if he wasn't going to play or not. The fact that he's injured sucks.
In fact, he's injured this way sucks even harder.
It's just terrible. Like,
yeah,
he can't even compete in practice,
right,
to get better.
Yeah. Said he has to go half speed, if that. Luckily, if he's lucky, what, March, April? Yeah, it's horrible.
All season.
Yeah. He probably wouldn't go full tilt until the off season. And that sucks. Well, for those who don't know how Sorba got down in college, he averaged 14.5 points, 8.5 rebounds, 2.4 assists, 2 blocks, and 1.5 steals per game last year as a freshman at Georgetown. Well, from one person injured in the NBA to another NBA injury, but this actually might be good news. The San Antonio Spurs rookie Dylan Harper had surgery to repair a partially torn collateral ligament in his left thumb, an injury suffered in Wednesday in a preseason workout. But by electing to have the surgery quickly, Harper might be ready for the start of the regular season, as the Spurs open their regular season schedule against the Mavericks October 22nd. Now, the number two pick in this year's draft, averaged 16 points in 2 games this summer in Las Vegas for the Spurs back in July. He averaged 19.4 points in his lone collegiate season at Rutgers before entering the draft and is expected to join the past two NBA rookies of the year, which would be, of course, Stephon Castle and Victor Wembanyama, on the rotation for the Spurs this season. Do you think this is good news for the Spurs that even though Mr. Harper tore his thumb, he still be ready to go before they tip off for the season?
Yes. Because now, let's see how much of your father's gene you really got. Now you in the pros.
And I'm assuming when you say father, Dylan's father would be point guard extraordinaire Derek Harper.
No. And you just said that on purpose.
No, I know I did. Yes, I did.
You know who his father is. Those who don't know who his father is, let's go to, 1998. St. Law, Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah. And look at game 6 and look at the person who Jordan dribbled that final shot against. I got y'all. That's not what I'm talking about. You were for to say something too.
I was like, doggone with Byron Russell, not his father.
No. His father is actually was on the team with the Chicago Bulls.
One of
the top defensive guys to step foot on a basketball court.
Yeah. No, Ron Harper. But yes.
I think his brother still might be in Rutgers. Because I don't remember only one Harper getting drafted. I ain't hear the other one.
Well, Well, the team said that Harper's condition will be updated as appropriate. Well, we definitely wish you speedy recovery and
continue. Oh, and by the way, this would be the first year we actually get to see the Spurs without Greg Popovich on the sideline. I'm not counting last year because that was health issues. I mean, like, this is really the first full year we get to see the Spurs without Pop on the sideline. He's going to be upstairs now.
That's going to be strange for the first time in, what, 28 years? Yeah, it's just that seems really strange. But he more than earned having to sit back, kick back, retire, and look at the fruits of his labor, literally. Now, back to the NCAA. The College Sports Commission sent a correction Friday saying it had overstated the value of name, image, and likeness deals. It has cleared by more than $40 million in a data set it made public a day earlier. The commission blamed a clerical reporting error in data provided by Deloitte, which helped develop the platform called NIL Go. The most jarring of the errors, the total value of the deals cleared was $35.42 million instead of the $79.8 million previously announced. The $79.8 million is the total amount of all the deals in the system, including those that are still pending. The CSC also said that 6,090 deals had been approved, not the previously reported number of 8,359, which is the total number of deals in the system to date. Now, Deloitte issued a statement saying the following, quote, "We take full responsibility for this reporting error. We have taken additional measures to avoid any future recurrence and are fully confident in the NIL Go platform." Close quote. The platform was created as part of the House settlement, which allows schools to pay athletes directly for their NIL while also offering them a chance to make money from outside groups. The CSC is using NIL Go to analyze the outside deals worth $600 or more. Your thoughts on Deloitte? Dope!
All right. You get one. I give you a pass. You get one. It's new commissioner. Got to figure everything out. You get a pass on this one for me. It's a lot going on. You got to get a combination. You got to realize where all these goddamn deals are coming from. Because how many deals did you just said?
All right. So there are 8,359 deals in total. But the CSC said that there's been 6,090 that have been approved.
See, is it you got all these deals? You trying to do your due diligence, you trying to do everything correctly, but it's a whole new system. So you get a pass from me on this one. I don't know about that guy over there next to me, but you get a pass from me. You get a pass.
What type of pass? You mean like puff puff? No, I'm sorry.
You just can't help yourself, can you? You just can't help yourself. All I'm saying is the man is new. They created a new position to help try to do something regulatory with this whole NIL. So the man gets a pass. His team, they get a pass, okay? They get a pass.
Okay. Fine. The article says the mistake offers a window into the enormity of the task for the CSC, which opened back in July and last month was operating with fewer than half a dozen full-time employees. And the CSC said that most deals are being cleared within a week, but acknowledged frustration in the time it takes in some cases.
Patience, people. Jeez.
So to your point of they deserve a pass, there you go. The commission said in the statement, quote, "The CSC is working diligently to speed up wait times and regrets the frustration caused by these initial delays in the process. As with any new system of this scale, some early delays and growing pains are inevitable." Close quote. The commission did not report errors in other statistics it released on Thursday, including the 332 deals that had not been cleared and 75 that have been resubmitted.
We finally found an article where Cole Johnson cannot actually go at the NCAA for once.
No, I can't.
What a miracle this is.
I can't go at the NCAA for this. No.
As much as he wants, I can see it in his eyes. He'll love to say something right now.
They're still greedy, but I can't say anything bad about the NCAA here. But they still want that money. They're still trying to find a way to dip into the NIL stuff.
And to all y'all that's saying y'all frustrated, shut up. Jeez, y'all like you haven't been involved in something new. It takes time to get everything properly set up. Oh, hold your freaking horses. The fact that they get these NIL done in a week is actually quite an amazing accomplishment, to be honest.
Hold your freaking horses, he says.
I gotta find ways to keep it PG, okay?
I understand that. I do understand that. It's just it's entertaining for me in the ways that people do.
Yeah, I'm coming up with all different types of terms that used to be said back in the days. I don't know how they keep popping up in my head, but they pop in my head. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm just saying, can y'all be patient? Jeez, y'all act like this has been going on for years. When did you say this opened? July, right? We 8 days into September. That's barely
July,
2 months.
Yeah, July the 1st is when it started.
It's been barely 2 months. See, this is wrong. See, this is wrong with people, not just athletes, but people in general. Y'all don't know how to be patient anymore. Supposed to be patient. Patient is a virtue, you know. Jeez, what's wrong with people? Everything can't be fast, quick, fast, and in a hurry. You got to wait for this stuff. So be patient. Let the commission do what they need to do and find a nice, suitable way to get things done. If it takes a week, if it takes 7 days, you'll be fine. You will not be dying in 7 days. Well, then again, who knows? But patience. And then finally, we close it out with the Hall of Fame class of 2025. Carmelo Anthony, Dwight Howard, Maya Moore, Sue Bird, Sylvia Fowles were all enshrined into the Basketball Hall of Fame, or should I say the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Carmelo Anthony learned tough lessons coming of age while playing basketball on the playgrounds of Brooklyn and Baltimore. It culminated with him being one of the sport's purest scorers and most decorated players ever. Walking on to the stage for his induction into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame on Saturday to chance of Melo. Anthony took his place alongside basketball's immortals. Carmelo said, quote, pardon my language, but damn. Tonight, I just don't step into the Hall of Fame. I carry the echoes of every voice that ever told me I couldn't. I had to build a new world. I had to write a new ending. Close quotes. Anthony was part of a quantity of players that were inducted into the hall on Saturday as individuals joining Dwight Howard, Sue Bird, Maya Moore, and Sylvia Fowles. Together, they were part of 11 WNBA or NBA championship teams, captured 15 Olympic gold medals, made 37 All-NBA or All-WNBA appearances, and were named as an All-Star 45 times in their collective careers. Not only that, Carmelo Anthony and Dwight Howard were dual enshrinees as the members of the 2008 Olympic men's basketball team, aka the Redeem Team, was also enshrined for their splendid run in 2028. In that Olympic championship team, with Dwight Howard and Carmelo Anthony, you had Jason Kidd, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, the late great Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, and others. led by head coach Mike Krzyzewski leading the charge. The surrounding of Sue Bird, Maya Moore, and Sylvia Fowles marked the first time three WNBA players entered the Hall of Fame in the same year. Bird said being on stage Saturday made her appreciate her journey from a small town in New York, predicting in her high school yearbook she would become a professional soccer player or basketball player, which she was one of the great point guards to step foot on the WNBA court. But she was also surrounded with fellow UConn native Maya Moore, who I call the GOAT of the WNBA, in my opinion, because that woman, you could not stop when she was playing for the Minnesota Lynx. I don't care what you tried to do. That Minnesota Lynx team was not to be played with. And by the way, she was teammates with Sylvia Fowles as well, which made it even more difficult to beat them. So as we sit here, congratulations to those inducted into the Hall of Fame, Mr. Johnson. The Hall of Fame class of 2025 is official.
Well, congratulations to, I'm not the biggest fan of Dwight Howard, but he does deserve to be there. Definitely congratulations to Maya Moore. She most certainly belongs there. One of the greatest basketball players, man or woman alive ever. And yeah, Carmelo, I'm glad he got a chance to have the honor bestowed upon him, how we as basketball fans really do love him, and that he really meant and he does mean still a lot to a lot of us. I'm happy for him. Now, for you clowns actually wanting to award the 2008 Dream Team. Oh, I'm sorry, 2008 Redeem Team. Why? Because I had to see some ridiculousness about that. So as I was perusing social media, I saw some ridiculousness saying, quote, LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan, and it's not even up for debate. Close quote. What a crock. And then I saw the Basketball Hall of Fame jacket that LeBron James wore, and saying, quote, this is proof that he is the greatest player of all time because he is in the Hall of Fame and he currently is one of the top 10 players in the league. Close quote. Why do you all do this? I don't blame the NBA. I'm blaming the Basketball Hall of Fame. This guy's head's already souped up. His bronze sex already souped up, along with the fact that there's drool coming on their lips now. Straight saliva. Because they're willing to suck the skin off of LeBron James's joystick yet again. This time they'll say, LeBron James is in the Basketball Hall of Fame and he's still playing. Can you say that, Michael Jordan? Shut up. So that's why I hated the Basketball Hall of Fame ceremony for 2025, because they honored the Redeem Team and it gave mind-numbing bronze sexuals the opportunity to have their own joysticks go on hard, and they shift into overdrive where all of a sudden they make it rain semen all over where they stand or sit. Woosah. But yes, congratulations to Dwayne Wade and Carmelo too, and Chris Bosh and others on that team, and definitely to me, the MVP of that team, the late great Kobe Bean Bryant, and also Mike Krzyzewski, who coached the team. But we have now yet another mindless, mind-numbing layer of LeBron James is great because of this. Oh, shut up. And this is why we need you to retire, LeBron. And then after you retire, don't even go into sideline reporting, any analysis or color. Don't even do movies. Just recede in the background. And just be a cute father to that wonderful daughter of yours. Heck, let Savannah take the spotlight. Because your time is done. But yeah, congratulations to Dwight Howard, Maya Moore, Carmelo Anthony, and the others who are the 2025 Basketball Hall of Fame inductees. More LeBron James bull. I hate this worse than the look on my face right now.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Welcome to Ringside Chaos.
Thing with Tony Khan now being in talks to buy WWE, I'm going to be honest with you. I spoke to this with Ricky Litwinkiewicz, a.k.a. the Master of Mayhem, and he honestly believes that me talking about Tony Khan buying WWE is basically I'm kind of wasting my time because Ricky believes it's never going to happen. Okay, now the wrestling fan that's been super supportive of Brody Lee as a wrestler and everything that WWE could have done with him and, you know, everything that he could have shown and, you know, offered for the wrestling business. You know, for me, I wasn't just a fan of Brody Lee himself, like in character. I strongly respected him, you know, as a human being. Like, I had a lot of respect for Jonathan Huber. You know, that's Mr. Brody Lee's real name. So basically, I had a lot of respect for Brody Lee, Luke Harper, and of course, Mr. Jonathan. Ladies and gentlemen, Ringside Chaos is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
WWE Shop is your online source for all things WWE. Be a part of the site, man, and score wrestling gear for big events like WrestleMania or SummerSlam. From current superstars to legends, from Raw to SmackDown to NXT, don't miss this chance to shop for the most awesome WWE merch. Shop for the best deals as well as WWE gift cards and save big on your favorite items. WWE Shop at Fanatics Experience.
Cool McCain.
You thought you wanted Gunther against Chad Gable, but you didn't. And I'm going to tell you why. Chad Gable would take everything that Gunther's done and bury it.
The Playmaker.
It was on sight. AJ Styles walked out there, seen LA Knight. Oh, okay. LA Knight hopped out the car. Let's go.
Break down everything in TNA, AEW, and all of the WWE programming. Join these two kings, Monarchs of Wrestling, live every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Central on the Play Caller Sports Talk YouTube channel.
Tonight, in about 2 hours from now, the 100th episode of Monarchs of Wrestling.
Congratulations to you and Cool. You all have done a wonderful job. So, and getting to 100 episodes, that's quite an achievement.
So, tonight's going to be more of a celebration of sorts. Who knows what Kuma King got planned. That's I ain't even talk to him about it. But
you abruptly left. Did I say something inappropriate, sir?
I had a feeling once you started going and you brought up a snowman reference. I was like, yeah, let me just go ahead and just go fade into the background because this man here, that didn't say while I was perusing social media.
That is a creation of mine, I will tell you that. But yes, it was popularized on Snowman in the Morning, but I actually created that.
I said, okay. Now Snowman in the Morning has made shooting like salad. Yep, now I'm going in. Just go ahead and fall back on this one.
That was therapeutic. I'm still pissed, but that was therapeutic. Okay. And then this look is starting to grow on me, but I'd still rather go team. My bad.
And you know, I ain't interrupt you not once in. I just let you go.
I noticed. I did. Right. I was expecting the solo. I was like, oh, okay. Well, then let me rock hard. No, LeBron sexuals. I'm not talking about LeBron James and you. Pause, suckers.
But yeah, tonight, 100 episode Monitors of Wrestling, don't miss it. Right here on the Playmakers Ball YouTube channel and also Shady Sports Network. Real Play Caller Sports Talk. There's a different number of avenues you can go to listen to Monitors of Wrestling for 100 episodes. Cole Johnson will be joining us. Some other people will be joining us. So it should be a fun one.
You all wanted me to be on there, so I don't know what I could add to the festivities, but
I just know this man is not safe. You lucky Koo didn't want to be on today.
Koo, why?
Because you know Koo would say something to you about you. Part of the reason why you said it, because you know he ain't here. He was so Koo ain't here, so I should get away with this one.
No, it's from the standpoint of, I mean, I'm going to be talking wrestling with kings. I mean, you know, I'm no pauper, but still, you know, I don't
consider myself. You got more wrestling knowledge than I do. What you talking about?
Oh, that may be true, but still.
You just don't display it like me.
True, but it will be fun. And look, I do not take being on that platform lightly. So I appreciate both you and Cool inviting me on there.
Thank you. That's a little less than 2 hours. We got WNBA business to take care of. So weekend recap, the final weekend recap that we're gonna have of the season.
Hold on, wait. Foul. So we're not talking about Caitlin Clark. We're not talking about people in Indianapolis boohooing and crying. We're not talking about the WNBA offices hating the fact that their cash cow won't be in the playoffs.
Why do you jump the gun? Jeez.
I'm sorry, Playmaker. It was a red carpet.
You know what? You throwing the timer. I'm throwing a flag on you. False start.
You throw the flag on me.
You false start. Like, dude, you should know who I am by now. You should know I got bases covered.
I know you do. It's just so funny that this is a news thing and he didn't put it up there. I figured when you
talk about the fever. Purpose.
I know. I figured when you would talk about the fever, you'd mention Caitlin Clark. But this wasn't a shot at you. This was a shot at Fever fan. It was a shot at casual WNBA fan.
You still can wait though. I had a perfect setup for all that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It was so perfect. Now I can't even do it.
Yes, you can. I am so sorry, Playmaker. I am so very sorry. Woosa.
See? This is what happens when people don't know what you're thinking.
It's not that. It's just
now saying what people didn't think. Here's something that people didn't think was going to happen either.
Oh, a sun win? Yes. Well, over the Mercury, that wasn't expected, but still, yes.
it's the yay. Oh, wait a minute. Not against that team, but yay for me. It's like yay. Oh, dang. It's like, yeah, shop, and back it to yes.
Because I was like,
yes, the kinetic sun defeated the Phoenix Mercury.
I'm proud of the sun. They're trying to battle. There we go. Now this is what I expected. Although you still basically circle the commode.
Maria Marbury, 23 points. Tina Charles threw in 22 with 10. And man, I wonder if that loss is going to hurt the Mercury for seeding wise.
That's a huge blow for them.
That hurts. You cannot lose to the sun.
That was a huge blow to them. But this just goes to show, you can't roll the basketball on the court and expect, oh, this team is hot garbage, we can beat them down. Nope. You got to play all 40 minutes. And the Mercury, I think they learned a really valuable lesson, because this will take them into the first round. And this is why, playmaker, I keep saying to you, the Liberty could probably take the Mercury even if they don't have home court advantage between them.
Now, that man, no, darn well, I ain't say nothing about the Mercury when it comes to the Liberty. I said one team and one team only.
But I'm saying it because we're going to be playing in the playoffs in less than a week. And more than likely, these two teams will face off. And it's quite possible that the Brooklyn Liberty can take the Phoenix Mercury.
Like I said one team and one team only.
I'm sorry. You're focused on the sun.
No, I'm not. You ain't looking at the screen. Look at the screen, son. Look at the screen.
Oh, you switched the game. Look at the screen, son. You switched the doggone screen. That's what happened.
Exactly, because you set it up. You didn't even know you set it up perfectly for me.
Well, anyway,
I say one team and one team on it, and that was the next team I was going to.
So okay. So maybe the Liberty need to drop to the sixth seed. Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen. Now that the Valkyries took it on the chin to the Lynx, your Liberty might as well embrace being either the fourth or the fifth seed.
Natasha Heideman, 24, with 3 steals. Nafisa Kaya, 20 and 5. I'm going to get back to Nafisa Kaya a little later.
Ooh, yeah.
That was Saturday. Let's go to Sunday. Yesterday. Yeah, I know it's the first day of the NFL season and nobody don't care about the WNBA. Also, it was the Men's United U.S. Open Championship. Shout out to Carlos Zacharias taking back U.S. glory. Oh, and by the way, shout out to Aryna Sabalenka.
Yeah.
Going back to back.
Yeah, and actually winning a Grand Slam this year.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. If she would have lost to a third American, I don't know what would happen to her.
Yeah. But yeah, it's hard to go back to back, and she went back to back in the U.S. Open. So that's a feat. And being ranked number one and finally getting a Grand Slam in the year that you're number one. Yeah. Arena, congrats. But don't be a brat like you were at the French Open. I'm sorry, my bad. Whoops, sorry, we're not talking tennis.
See, I saw a loser. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yes, I had those who are sore losers, but she's learning to be gracious.
Oh, she could be gracious if she wins. Oh, I didn't mean to say that out loud.
You did. the Indiana Fever, 94-95 win of the Washington Mystics. And you ain't have to beat them like that, though. I know they ain't in the playoffs, but damn, you ain't have to beat them like that.
Well, maybe they did. I think I say it from the standpoint of maybe they want to prove that they're not going to be pushovers.
5 FIBA players in double figures, led by Natasha Howard, 17 points before Boyd, and Aaliyah Boston, 12-11-5. Oh, you ain't had nothing to say. I thought you were going to say something. Every time I bring up Aaliyah Boston, then you have something to say.
Well, I'll put it this way. I think it might be high time for the Fever to actually, I won't say build a team around her, but push her to the forefront. Force her to be the beast that she is and have her compete for the number one spot on the team, Caitlin Clark or not. Because obviously she has the most talent on the team, Caitlin Clark included. And that team goes, in my opinion, that team goes as Aaliyah Boston goes. So feed her.
With this win on Sunday, yesterday, The Fever clinched a spot in the playoffs. We'll get to the standings later. But they are officially into the postseason for the second year in a row.
Congratulations. But I know the WNBA and Indianapolis and Fever organization, they are crying crocodile tears because their cash cow is gone.
Would you stop? I ain't there yet. I'm not there yet.
I'm just speaking facts.
But I am not there yet. Jeez.
I'm sorry. It's just...
I'm trying to sit here and work my way there. You're not paying attention to the screen so you can have your laughter and your fun.
No, I know. Because
what's on the screen.
I know. I can still. Cool was stroking. That's what he was doing.
Cool was stroking, and I was smiling from ear to ear.
Yes, I was grinning. Grinning. Yes.
You can take this slide.
Oh, I can take the slide. Okay. Well, you had the Sparks beating down on the Wings, 91-77. You had the Sparks, six women in double figs. Man, now that's a beat Dan for your mama.
Which he likes every time this is against the Wings.
Oh, but it's beautiful. It was paced by Julia Aleman. She scored 21 points, 5 steals, and 4 dimes. Along with that 21, you had 15 from Derica Hamby, 13 from Azura Stevens, 12 from Kelsey Plum, 11 from Rekia Jackson. And on the bench, you had 13 from Ray Burrell. Yes, sir.
Time out. I don't think you put enough appreciation on what Julia did. She went perfect.
Wait. You're jumping the gun. I'm setting this all up. Why are you jumping the gun?
She went perfect.
Why are you jumping the gun? I was getting to that.
You brought her up first.
I had to bring her up first because she led all scores. Well, yeah, led all scores. But I was going to come back to that because I wanted to crap on the Wings before I get to her. So for the losing Wings, you had Paige Beckers who scored 18 points with 7 dimes and 6 boards. She did well with fouls. She only had 1.
Really?
I challenged you to 15. Really?
The pettiness.
My shines legitimate with 15. Maddie Seacrest at 13. And Amy Okonkwo, who Cool really likes. She had 9 off the bench with 4 rebounds. But yes, let's get to one Julia Aleman.
This man is so petty, he brought up the fouls.
But see, I was doing a compliment. I was doing a compliment sandwich. I was like, okay, let me do the good, let me do the crappy, then let me do the good again.
The pettiness has no bounds.
Oh, that felt good.
I'm clipping that out. I hope you know that. That's the sort of word of pettiness.
But yes, Julia Aleman. Yeah, 21 points on 88 shooting. She was perfect from 3. She was actually also perfect from the charity stripe as well, along with 4 dimes and 5 boards. And, I mean, 5 steals, I should say. And the Sparks needed every bit of that. And I needed every bit of that because it's so great to see this crappy team from Dallas take yet another L.
Dallas, how you let somebody who nobody knows about go perfect on you? 21 point perfect.
That was beautiful.
Now we can say if it was 10 or 12 and she was perfect, you took a couple of shots. Okay, we get that. She scored 21 and she went perfect. Perfect. What is it? 8 for 8 from the field, 3 from 3 from 3-point range, and 2 for 2 from the free throw line?
Yes, sir.
Perfecto. How do you let that happen? How? I don't care what your record is. You're a professional basketball team. You can't let somebody go for 21 points and go perfect from the field.
They're from Dallas. They suck. That's why.
Damn.
Oh, Lord. I didn't mean to say that out loud. Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Oh, wow. That was bad. That was in poor taste. I'm so sorry. I love Dallas.
I think I'm gonna prove to the world by now that your hatred for Dallas is already completely gone. You can say that all you want to. I don't think people ain't nobody ain't gonna leave you. I use them close to my advantage. I hope you know that.
But I do love Dallas. I do. I have friends who are there.
Nobody care that you have friends there. Your pettiness is already on display. You can't walk it back now.
Oh, let's get this straight. The fan base and the teams that play in Dallas, they all need to be fumigated.
And don't worry, Dallas. You're gonna get you Wednesday too. Hope it's gonna give you a sneak peek now.
Oh yeah, I love Dallas.
The city that does gave him two teams that went they didn't want to do right. And speaking of teams that don't want to do right,
well, unfortunately, the Sky had no choice but to not do right because the Aces are blazing right now.
What y'all team is hotter right, than they so are? It's just a bad storm.
Yeah,
you already can't do it right. You're having problems with Angel Reese, and then you got the Aces on the other side.
It's a perfect storm. Yes.
It's all wrong for the Sky.
I mean, look.
Like who said, the sky is falling.
It's just, woo.
Man. Suspending Angel Reese for what she said about the team, which right. I do understand, but also I feel Angel Reese's pain at the same time. Because she's going hard, and anybody else want to go hard with her? No, just gonna be just me. I'm the only one gonna be around here that's going for 20 and 10, and nobody else is gonna join me. Like nobody else. Like, but you can't say it out loud, Angel. You just can't. There's some things you can't say out loud. Okay.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, your teammates and your coaching staff are horrible. What would you expect?
I said I feel her pain, but you know this. It's just some things you can't say out loud.
Oh, I mean, I feel the pain too, but she has to shut her mouth. And it's not from the, well, I hate her. She doesn't have no room to talk. No, it's not that. It's, I know you heard this from probably your older sister or your mother or even some older woman that is like a mother figure in your life. What did they say to you when you were between the ages of 5 and 8? Darnell, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything. Close quote.
You know, the funny thing is my mom has never said that to me. And then again, I wasn't much, but Sam was on my mind that much anyway, so. I was usually quiet back then.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, but the thing is, there's a time and a place. You can't bump your gums for every single thing.
Especially to the media.
And I think Angel is learning that lesson now.
Got suspended for the first half and then basically didn't even play the game in its entirety.
I was to say it didn't really matter in the second half.
Some reports say she refused to play. Some reports say they just told her don't even play at all. It's a whole mess of Chicago.
Oh Lord, see, yeah, they're setting it up to have her be gone from there.
Hey, she can come to New York next year if she wants to. Just saying,
she might like it.
We can use some youngness in on our team. Just saying,
she might like it.
Now. Jackie Young, 20 points, 5 boards, 9 assists, and then the Queen, 31, 11, 14. Jeez.
Look,
I put together a special slide on purpose. I put a ghetto special slide for Miss Angel Wilson, okay?
Did you say a ghetto special slide?
A special slide.
You said a ghetto special slide. What the? Come on, man.
I did not say ghetto.
Yes, you did.
I did not say ghetto. You might have thought I said ghetto, but I was stepping on my words because
I know.
I didn't say ghetto, but I did not say ghetto.
I know. It just sounded like you said ghetto. I loved it though.
Trying to stop you from going ahead. Just table it. I got a slide. So.
Well, I had to do the same thing with you because I couldn't go with Julia Ullman. I was like, let me climb the wings first.
See, but I can beat you to the point, unlike you.
You beat me to no doggone point. And speaking of beating someone to the doggone point, it looks like
before you go. Matter of fact, let's do it this way. Cole Johnson, it is September 8th, 2025. The time is 4:51 p.m. on the East Coast, sir. Asia Wilson is now the MVP of the WNBA.
In honor of Kuma Kane, put the respect on it. Put the respect on it.
Now, the reason why I say that is because, matter of fact,
put the respect on it.
A piece of card, you lost his MVP and Asia took it from you.
Put some respect on it.
And you know why I can say that? I don't even have to use the injury no more. The injury don't even matter no more.
Put some respect on it.
You know why the injury don't matter no more? Because let me go here.
Why doesn't the injury matter anymore?
Because I didn't get this game during the weekend. It was not on the weekend. So let's go to... is it Thursday I'm looking for? Let's go to Thursday. Guess what two teams played against each other on Thursday in Las Vegas?
Be the Lynx and the Aces.
Lynx 87, Aces 97. Nafisa Collier in the game was 12 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. She was 5-for-13 from the field, 1-for-3 from 3-point range.
Not bad.
That's Nafisa Collier. Asia Wilson, 31 points, 12-for-15 from the field, 8 boards on the day. She looked on the other side. She said, Nafisa Collier, you is standing in front of me and me grabbing another MVP title. I'm taking it from you right here, right now. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Well, I think Cool McCain is correct. And it looks like the way Nafisa's played since she has returned, and she's had some bright moments. It was like she's played from the standpoint of, I really don't really give a crap about the MVP. I just want that title. And Asia, and I think this was buoyed by the fact the team was 14-14 before this run started for them. She played from the standpoint of, if I don't step up my play, our Aces will be possibly out of the playoffs, period. So she had more motivation to actually be the beast that she is than Collier did. Because, I mean, the Lynx, they coasted to the best record this season. They now have home court throughout, including the WNBA Finals. So it's not really much of anything to fight for until the playoffs begin. But with Wilson, there was a lot to fight for. Let's not just languish in mediocrity. Let's actually show them who we are. Because we did 2 years ago hoist that WNBA championship trophy. So let's show them that we still have that type of talent on this team. And let me show everybody in the entire world, there ain't another woman on this planet that's better than me. And for the last, month and a half?
2 months.
2 months? She's proved that to be correct. There is not another woman on the planet Earth who's a better basketball player than Asia Wilson. There just isn't one. And now she'll be back-to-back-to-back WNBA MVP.
You had it in the piece. All you had to do was show up and continue to play like you played before you got injured, but... Asia Wilson looked at you and said, no, I'll be damned.
If you're going to take this crown, you're going to have to do some work. And I don't think you're up to the task. That's what Asia basically said in the FISA.
She put up 31, you put up 12. And you lost by 10. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't either.
I don't know what to tell you, Nafisa. You could have been MVP. Because you felt some type of way last year because you didn't get MVP. And then you made that run to the finals and then you didn't win the finals. So you felt some type of way.
She's going to feel even more some type of way because she was like, I led my team to the best record in the NBA and I still didn't win it.
But that's because look at the numbers. Look at the numbers. Look at the screen, girl. Look at the screen.
Why did I say that in another character?
I knew at some point I was going to be able to use that. That is in no way. I'm glad I picked this episode to use it. As you can see, we have what? 1, 2, 4 categories with Asia Wilson is 1 or 2nd in the category. See, tops the league in points per game. 2nd in rebound, that's because Angel Reese. Let's imagine if Angel Reese was on a contending team. Let's imagine. The way that she rebounds the basketball. Okay, y'all both top a 2nd for steals per game, which is saying something from the girls that play on the inside. And then if you come into the paint, you better be ready because number 22 with the aces is sending your shot to the stands. Nafisa, she was the leading scorer, but when you score 12 points against your competition, that takes a tremendous drop. Mm-hmm. 12 points ain't going to do it. So, yes. As of today, Asia Wilson is the MVP. And I don't think there's nothing the Nafisa can do to change the people's minds at this moment. Because that game Thursday said everything they needed to say. Who wants to be the best in 2025? Asia wanted it more than the Nafisa. And then the standings. There's only one spot remaining. And it's for the A seed.
Mm-hmm. Well, it might be a battle for the 6th.
No, what I'm saying is there's only one team that can get in. All the other teams are in.
Well, that's true.
The other 7 teams are in. There's no... They can fight for every spot they want. They're in regardless.
Right.
And yes, yeah, you're right. And yes, you're right. We pretty much are locked into the 5th seed. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's between the Storm and the Sparks.
So most likely, we'll be seeing Minnesota in the 2nd round.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is going to be the death of me in basketball.
Why? Why would be the death of you, playmaker?
Like I've been saying, we're going to be in that Las Vegas role from last year, and that didn't end well. And guess where we at? We're in the Las Vegas Aces role from last year.
But your team, in fact, your head coach said, just as long as we get in the playoffs, it doesn't matter where.
That's what Becky Hammon said last year before it happened.
We could do some damage.
They ran into the team that wanted their head the most in the New York Liberty.
But Becky was correct. They did do some damage before they had to gracefully bow out to the Liberty.
And guess what? Guess who wants our head the most out of any team in the WNBA? And they get to have it in the semifinals.
Well, I was about to say between the Lynx and the Liberty. Yeah. I mean, and the Lynx and the Aces. Yeah, true. But I mean, this is wonderful.
In no, it's order not. This is terrible.
No, this is beautiful. Think this about it. Think about a playmaker. To successfully defend your crown, you have to go against the two teams that really want to spank the Liberty the most, because you embarrassed each of them en route to the Liberty's first WNBA championship. The Lynx, and then after that, you get to play more than likely the Aces in the finals. Now, that's provided that the Dream if they can still hold on to the number three seed, deal with the aces in the second round.
If you're a dream, I don't know where you want to be, the three seed or the four seed at this point, because I don't know you want to play either one of them two teams.
Yeah, that. Well,
Asia is showing everybody, like, y'all gonna have to kill me to get me off this court if you want any chance of winning.
Yeah.
And I said it from the beginning of the season, there's only one team that's on a revenge tour, and that's Minnesota. Mm-hmm. As you can see, the only team that has won 30 games this year.
Yeah, with a chance of two more. Yeah.
33-9. They can be a team that can play over 40 games and not lose 10 games in a season.
I'm proud of them.
So, one win from the Storm, they're in. One loss from the Sparks,
the Storm's in again.
Which means the Storm has to lose their remaining game, and the Sparks have to win their two remaining games.
Yeah.
And that's no easy task.
So the Sparks have to win out, and the Storm have to lose out for the Sparks to actually make it to the playoffs. Interesting. Yep.
The final days tonight.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Next. Next.
Tomorrow. It's a fun sleep. We get the misses at home. How wonderful. How wonderful. Yeah, Liberty, go ahead. You're going to be in a 4-5 spot no matter what. Just go ahead and do what you got to do. Shut up.
That's what your team said, Playmaker.
Oh, and by the way, the ESPN finally wants to show WNBA games again, and it's the Fever and the Lynx with no Caitlin Clark, who is not be seeing the court no more in 2025.
We heard an earthquake that came from Indianapolis. We heard gnawing and gnashing of teeth and crying. We heard the WNBA offices hating, just straight hate. We're gonna be losing money because the player that brings us the most money, the player that brings the most eyes, she gone for the year.
But yet viewership is still going up.
As it should, because as we have proven, there is talent dispersed throughout the league.
So yeah, that game is on ESPN. Sky and the Aces running back again. Can y'all just shut Angel Reese down, okay? Don't even dare to just disrespect her by putting her out there. Don't even do it. Don't even do it. Just go ahead and let the Aces beat you by 50 and call it a day. I did say the Spurs need to win out, right? Well, they happen to be the next team on the schedule for the Mercury. And is in Phoenix.
Well, it was a good year, Sparks. I know Cool loved you. Or I should say there was something on Cool that loved you.
The Valkyries and the Storm get together. And the crazy thing is all of them games is at 10 o'clock.
Well, I mean the final three.
So there'll be some scoreboard watching going on during the games. What are they doing? We still got a chance. Distractions.
Mind-blowing.
That's Tuesday. Wednesday.
So we have the Dream and the Sun playing tonight and Wednesday night.
Yeah, they're finally two games against each other.
Goodness gracious.
They're finally two games against each other.
Oh, Lord.
You got to love the WNBA, how they made scheduling.
Mm-hmm. So how does the season end?
And the season ends Thursday. Lynx host the Valkyries. Liberty goes to Chicago. The Wings host the Mercury. And then the Aces play the Sparks.
Because the Sparks ain't, yeah, Sparks ain't gonna make it to playoffs.
If you're a Sparks fan, you are on pins and needles because you gotta go to Phoenix and beat them, and then you gotta come home and beat the hottest team in the goddamn league.
With the best player on it. The best player in the game on it.
You on pins and needles. And Cole Johnson get to sit back on a Thursday night and just smile from ear to ear as the Mercury finish off the week.
Yes. Yes.
Solidifying the wings with the number one pick in the upcoming draft.
They screwed up the number one pick this year. They'll screw it up again next year.
No, they won't, because I hear AZ Foot. It's going to be Pace Becker than AZ Buzz on the wings. Good gracious. They're going to be a, oh, Lord. The sky's looking up for the wings. I hate to say that to Cole Johnson.
But they still play in Dallas.
Yeah, they're about to get a UConn Husky makeover.
Yeah, but they'll be tainted. Think about the Cowboys. I mean, they had Micah Parsons. Where is he now?
Giving Jared Goff nightmares right about now.
Yes, as he should. Then there's the Rangers. They were World Series champs 2 years ago. Now they're fighting for their playoff lives, and they are horrible. Then you have the Mavericks, who decided to trade away Luka Doncic after he took them to the NBA Finals the previous June, and now
they are Stephen A's pick to go to the finals.
Stop sucking Kyrie's dick. Woo-saha.
He literally said if the Dallas Mavericks are fully healthy, he got them going to the finals. Okay, if not so, winning the championship.
Okay, so Kyrie has been fully healthy how many seasons?
Kyrie's number five on his board. And number one was the other guy.
No. We already know Anthony Davis is going to be injured. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of how many games for him. Kyrie, he's been injured at least one-third of every season that I can remember. And Mr. Glass, he gets injured for at least half the season, and that's a good year.
Just saying.
Stephen A. Smith smoking that bull.
That man.
Mavericks going to be in the finals.
He literally said he did it top five. He said top five players to watch. Kyrie was at five. Anthony Davis was at one.
Yeah. You know why they're the top five players to watch? Because they're entertaining when they go down with injuries. And I'm not saying I want them to be injured. I'm saying they have the proclivity to be injured often.
And that makes him say, if they are healthy, he is picking them to go to the finals, if not win the whole thing.
What was the first word you just said?
If they are healthy.
What was the first word you said?
If.
There you go.
The fact that he even said that, I was like, really, Stephen A?
Yeah, Stephen A smoking a good. He needs his daughter to climb them again. On national television.
That's messed up. What? That's messed up. Yeah, I had that man daughter clown him on national TV.
Yeah.
Not the radio show.
On First
Take. On First Take.
Yeah. He needs his daughter to clown him on First Take again. Because that's a hot garbage take. Hot garbage. Two players who you can actually paint the handicap sticker on the paint. And you're saying that this team actually could go to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
How?
That's what he said.
How?
Good thing I got a month left. Maybe he can change his mind within a month before the season starts.
That dude smoking that real good. I'm like, come on, the Mavericks.
Oh, so you saw the same clip too.
Huh? It's great garbage.
Man, wait a minute. He ain't said no, he said that. Okay.
Well, there's the Stars and the Wings.
I don't do hockey, so, but.
Well, I mean, the Stars seem to be rather successful, but they just can't break through the Stanley Cup final. But, yeah, you have the Stars and you have the Wings. The Stars basically are the best team in the Metroplex area because the rest of them have been
Cowboys had a very good showing on Thursday night, if I'm being completely honest.
But they took
it. They did lose, which everybody projected them to lose if you were smart enough. But they did have a good showing. I think people were looking forward to a blowout.
No. After Jalen Carter decided to spit on Dak Prescott, it was going to be a blowout. But I didn't think it was going to be a blowout even with Jalen Carter. That's a divisional rival. They pretty much know each other pretty well.
And now they take on the Giants.
Oh, so that's why Wise hadn't talked to me. Okay, that makes sense.
Wow.
What's up, my man? My ace.
No, you lucky. I ain't put this on the radio station.
I would still say it, and you know
it. Calling Wise out. Wow. By the way, thank you, Wise, for that contest that I ended up winning.
Congratulations to you, man.
I didn't know he was doing the contest, to be honest. That threw me off guard.
Well, look at that. You got a good present that you didn't expect.
All right. That's Thursday. The ladies will take a day off, and the playoffs will get started on Saturday.
Saturday.
Is it Saturday or Sunday? No, Sunday. Sunday. Oh. The 14th. Oh, okay. So 2 days off. Playoffs start on Sunday. So when we come back, the first set of games will be played in the playoffs.
It's why the WNBA needs to be smacked. Why would you start your playoff season, since you know you're going to start the playoffs in September, on a September Sunday or Saturday? Why? Start it in the middle of the week where you actually have some attention. Why? This is why we think that you all in WNBA are brain dead. And then you wonder why we know that you want to cheat the players out of the whole revenue, not even giving them 1/10 of the pie. Why do you want to actually earn money for the stupidity that you bring forth to the rest of the general public?
I think I need to start the season at a different time. Don't even start it in May.
Well, I mean, that would help. But the problem with that is, if you have them concurrently going with the NBA, more than likely they'll be overshadowed. And that's
they're gonna be overshadowed regardless. If you started in May, if you started in April, you're going to the end of the NBA season, college basketball season.
Well, they probably need to start in March. So you start in March, if they have this 44-game schedule, you start in March, you actually can have a wonderful playoff stretch starting in July and ending in August.
And the funny thing is, y'all are the only league that has this long behind layoff outside the NFL. The NFL is understandable because
it's too physical. It's too physical to play that
game. NBA is done in June.
Yeah, and
July. August, September.
And they come back for training camp September. And then they start the season the next month. Yeah.
The season for the NBA ends in October. We don't see them until April. Maybe May. Yeah. I say April because of the draft.
I was about to say probably April. Yeah.
That is November, December, January, February, March.
And you don't see them on the court in April either. So, yeah.
Yeah, you don't see them till May.
Mm-hmm.
You can give them 3 months off. And you go back into it.
So you give them 3 months off. They come back in January and they play until May, June.
No, what I'm saying is, Either way, you gonna, your most important part of the season is during football season and postseason for baseball.
Yeah, I think that's where it really sucks for them. Their ultimate season, their ultimate event. And no, it's not the doggone cup. It's not the All-Star game. The most prestigious event for them, yeah, takes place when most football, well, actually most sports fans in general, I won't say they're split. I'd say a few of them are about the playoffs of baseball and the rest are about NFL. And I mean, it's to me, it sucks for the WNBA. I mean, they could adhere to the 82 game schedule. The NBA does too, but it would be brutal for the WNBA to do that. Brutal.
WNBA, y'all don't have a brain.
No, they don't.
To you, so. This is what
they, they do have some brain because they earn 9/10 of all revenue. Greedy suckers.
Y'all is terrible. Do better. Just do better. Now, let's get out of here. That's Cole Johnson. Freshly look Cole Johnson.
LeBron James, retire now. Kawhi Leonard, retire now.
I'm the playmaker. We see you next week as we get ready for the playoffs of the WNBA. The race to the WNBA championship.
Florida sucks, but not as bad as Dallas.
You've done good. You've done great. But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your camp.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting the Lights Out.
Masterpiece.